Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about public issues facing Exeter County. Do you have a few minutes to help us out? Are you registered to vote in Exeter County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay. And generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Now, you're talking about
Exeter County.
That would be a non-committal because there are parts of Exeter County that are doing well and parts of Exeter County that are not doing well.
So I have a right track, wrong track, and not sure.
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Exeter County today, in your own words, your opinion? What is the most important issue?
Education.
Education. Thank you. Education issue. Thank you. And how would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Very good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County would be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same as it is today.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list. Qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The first one is quality of the public schools. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Quality of what schools?
Public schools.
I'm going to say very poor.
Thank you. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good, thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Right now it is poor.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical settings. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. The availability of outdoors, parks, playgrounds, and nature. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say good.
Good, thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm thinking of how to answer that one. Fair.
Fair, okay. Yeah, take your time. There's no right or wrong, by the way, so it's whatever you feel, whatever your opinion. Public transportation, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to have to list that as poor.
Okay, thank you. Availability of affordable housing, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Availability of quality health care. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Public safety and low crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Okay, now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. People like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Thank you. Young, single people. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm going to say poor.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Retirees, people that are retired, do you think that would be a place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor for retirees?
It'd be fair.
Fair, thank you. Immigrants from other countries, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not all familiar.
Fairly familiar with it.
Somewhat familiar, you said?
Yes.
Oh, very familiar.
Yes. Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not all familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How comfortable are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? In your opinion. Poor economic conditions, lack of job, low pay, great opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor education opportunities for them or their children. What do you think will be a reason that people, the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area?
Retirement,
okay. Family reason, retirement. Finally, just a few last questions. We are at 80%. We almost done. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I really appreciate it. Just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College degree.
a BA, an associate's, or a postgraduate?
BA.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or other?
Other.
Asian or other?
Other.
Other, you said?
No comment.
Oh, no comment. Okay, no problem. Is anyone in household employing a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
If you live in Ector County, in one way or another, you are working in the oil field.
Oh,
whether you're
okay.
At McDonald's restaurant, uh-huh. Or with Chevron Oil Company.
There, okay. So that would be a yes then?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual house income, I'm going to read you some figures, $25,000 or less, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999.
That one.
Thank you. Okay. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed? Or retired?
Retired.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? I have to read it like that. I know what you sound like, but it has to be written verbatim.
Male.
Male, female, or something else?
Yeah. Male.
Male, you said?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our show. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great night. Take care. I really appreciate it. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One. You're welcome. Take care.